For Tuesday, July 27th, it's the early word from the WNYC newsroom. Hello, I'm Lance Lucky with a look at this morning's top news, the day ahead, and reporting highlights from the WNYC news team. Coming up, Matthew Sherman says the fun is over for transit riders who enjoy using the one-day unlimited MetroCard, better known as the Fun Pass. And the fun is most certainly over for thousands of the city's Canada geese. This morning's top headlines are just ahead.
The Early Word is a production of WNYC Radio. You can support this podcast by making a donation at WNYC.org, where you can also get the latest updates on this morning's headlines on the news page.
A massive leak of classified reports detailing problems in Afghanistan could further undermine the Obama administration's effort to shore up support for America's longest-running war. The White House says the release is alarming, claiming the secret military documents reveal names, operations, logistics, and sources. A defense attorney for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is pledging to go to jail if he's prohibited in closing arguments from telling jurors about witnesses that prosecutors never called. The judge denied that request. Two local U.S. senators are trying to get more answers on the controversial release of Lockerbie bomber Abdel Basset al-Megrahi. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez is leading a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing this Thursday, but several British officials and representatives of oil giant BP have declined to testify. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says she's concerned, quote, blood was given for money.
It is very important that we know whether BP had its hand in making sure that Megrahi was released so it could sign a deal with Libya to drill oil.
Senators Gillibrand and Menendez were joined by relatives of five of the 270 victims of the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. The circumstances of Megrahi's release were further complicated by the recent discovery of a letter in which a British-Libyan business council lobbied for Megrahi's freedom. BP is a member of that council. A Queens judge says a retired firefighter killed on September 11, 2001, should be listed on the 9/11 memorial as a member of the fire department. James Corrigan was on the Trade Center's fire safety staff after retiring from the FDNY as a captain in 1994. But Corrigan's relatives say he acted as a firefighter on 9/11 and should be recognized that way on the memorial. The FDNY and memorial officials had opposed the decision but say they are reviewing it. The leader of the Congressional Black Caucus is warning lawmakers not to rush to judgment in determining whether longtime Harlem Representative Charles Rangel is guilty of ethics violations. California Democrat Barbara Lee's statement Monday could delay any attempt by Democrats to pressure the New York Democrat to admit guilt in order to avoid an election season ethics trial. A House investigative panel has accused Rangel of violating standards of conduct. Those charges will be publicly released Thursday. Meanwhile, Governor Patterson says he backs Rangel 100%. Patterson says it's been an honor to watch Rangel in public service over the last four decades. Rangel has also defended Patterson, a fellow Democrat from Harlem. As Patterson faces his own investigation over his role in a domestic violence case involving one of his top aides. The state budget is almost 4 months late, and that's causing problems for many New York counties. Stephen Aquarino from the state's Association of Counties says if Albany doesn't quickly pay local governments what it owes, the public will feel the effects.
There will be cuts. There will be layoffs. There will be delays and making payments to other contractors, road, bridge contractors, other providers who are working with the local government to deliver local services.
For example, in upstate Oneida County, officials have stopped paying their county's share of Medicaid payments because they're owed more than $30 million from the state. But Governor Patterson says New York's finances are again headed for the fiscal ditch, and he says state workers will have to be laid off. Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
Patterson says the state will once again be short on cash in September, and with August fast approaching, he wants to speed up the timetable for a plan to lay off state workers. The governor says he has no choice.
Some unfortunate people who don't deserve it are going to get laid off, and it burns me to have to say that because I don't think it's fair to them. But it's the only way we're going to be able to balance our budget. We didn't get any cooperation from the unions in negotiation.
Patterson says state worker unions refuse to agree to delay pay raises or furloughs. The governor's employee relations commissioner signed a memo with union leaders last year promising no layoffs in the 2010 calendar year. But the governor seems willing to ignore that document, saying times have changed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Public employee unions say Governor Patterson is bound by that memo and that he can't lay off their members until January 1st at the earliest. They also accuse him of using state workers as pawns in his ongoing budget fight with the legislature. The governor has called a special session for Wednesday night to deal with the almost four-month late budget. If you're a fan of the Fun Pass, the Metro card that gives you unlimited bus and subway rides for a single day, your fun might be coming to an end. WNYC's Matthew Sherman reports that later this week, the MTA will be discontinuing the Fun Pass as well as the 14-day unlimited MetroCard.
The MTA, according to transit sources I've spoken with, seems to think that there's some value in simplifying the array of choices. When you get to a MetroCard vending machine, it has to have to go through all these different screens and choose between all these different buttons.
The one-day and 14-day unlimited cards were never that popular with riders, and the one-day in particular has been a thorn in the side of the MTA. Some scam artists buy them and then offer illegal discounted swipes to subway riders. Yes, that was a tornado that hit the Bronx Sunday afternoon during a thunderstorm that left thousands without power in the metro area. The small twister with 100-mile-per-hour winds touched down for about 10 minutes in the Riverdale section of the Bronx around 3 p.m. Sunday. The National Weather Service says it's the second tornado to hit the Bronx since 1950. All power was expected to be restored by this morning, but hundreds of thousands of people in the Washington area will not be so lucky. Officials there say it could take days to fully restore power after the Sunday storm downed power lines and trees that left four people dead. Power outages affected more than 430,000 customers. Officials say they haven't seen a similar outage since Hurricane Isabel in 2003. Mayor Bloomberg is defending the city's extermination of hundreds of Canada geese in Prospect Park, saying there's no better option.
All these geese are a danger to people flying. People are not going to stop flying, and we have to make a decision. It's geese are human beings. I can tell you where I come out on that.
A report obtained by the New York Times outlines a plan by local and federal authorities to kill tens of thousands of Canada geese to prevent air disasters. The bird strike that forced U.S. Airways Flight 1549 to land in the Hudson River last year spurred the renewed effort. And while Mayor Bloomberg has been known to flirt with presidential ambitions, another New Yorker may now be considering it.
Wyclef for president. Whoa, if I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassin David on Saturday.
Yes, President Wyclef Jean. He already sings about it. But now the Haitian-born, Brooklyn-raised recording artist is reportedly seriously considering a run for Haiti's top office. The impoverished island nation was devastated by a massive earthquake in January, and the former Fugees member has raised millions in relief aid. No word on when Jean might make a final decision on whether to run in the November election, but he does reportedly have his paperwork ready. Well, I just didn't have enough Wyclef Jean, so we'll use him for our calendar music for this Tuesday, July 27th. This morning, the candidates campaigning for the Democratic nomination for State Attorney General take part in a debate organized by Crane's New York Business. In Washington, there's a hearing of the Budget Committee of the House on the current status of the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Repository in Nevada to determine how much money has been directed towards the project so far, how much will be needed in the future, and what happens if the project is stopped. A couple of monthly economic reports are coming out this morning, the S&P Case-Shiller's Home Price Index for May, and the Conference Board releases its Consumer Confidence Survey for June. Both measures were fairly weak last month, especially the consumer confidence number. And finally, the cast of the MTV reality show Jersey Shore will ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange to promote the premiere of their second season. And with new, richer contracts, maybe they'll invest some money while they're there. Well, we have enough time for today's Gig Alert. And today's Gig Alert comes from a Colombian band called Bomba Estéreo, who combine Latin cumbia with electronica. They play at SOB's tonight. You can download this track and more music from bands playing tonight in New York City. Just click on Culture at WNYC.org. You can learn more about all the stories you heard here, download more podcasts, and go in depth with our reporters on the news blog. That's all at our website, WNYC.org. You can hear us there 24 hours a day, as well as on the air at 93.9 FM and AM 820. From the WNYC Newsroom, I'm Lance Lucky. Have a great Tuesday.